This is Chuck Chat Freestyle. Whoa, let's adjust the volume here. This is Chuck Chat Freestyle for Tuesday, November 10th, 2009. I am Chuck Tomasi. This is an audio blog of just odd bits and bytes that are rolling around in my head. And I am, once again, on my way to work. Seems to be a convenient time to just grab the H2 and start recording. Catch you up on a few things that are on my mind. Just dropped Julie and Lisa off for school, so this is a little 10-12 minute commute while I go from their school to my work. The big news this last weekend is that I got my black belt in karate. Yay! It's about time. After 3 years and a few odd months, I finally achieved the rank of first degree black belt through our local Karate America chain. I know some of you saw the live webcam we had on October 21st of the test. That was a lot of fun. Glad that worked out. I still have yet to watch the webcam. I've seen bits and pieces on the camcorder, which I have to transfer to the computer. And yeah, that was a hard test. I think I briefed you on that a week or so ago. The demo was a lot of fun. The previous Saturday, the 31st, we did a demo practice, kind of made things up. There were 25-odd kids of first, second, and third degree candidates, and six adults. And the adults basically got to make up what they wanted as long as it kind of went together and followed some guidelines. He said, the chief instructor told us to go do something with some punching, and then some self-defense, and then some jiu-jitsu. And keep it to a minute or so. And then towards the end of that, we were sort of joking around and saying, maybe we should all break a couple of bricks. Well, if you remember from the test, the board breaking did not go so well on the test, went fine in practice. But boards are unpredictable. You might get knots, you might get a tougher grain, whatever it is. In fact, my hand still kind of aches from the 21st, and here it is the 10th. So we were a little apprehensive about the bricks. We practiced Friday night the 6th, all six adults. The practice did not go all that well. None of us broke them on the first try, but we learned a whole lot about where to line up. Change lanes in front of this big Mack dump truck. Where to line up and where to hit it, and it's all about accuracy and drop your weight and all that good stuff. So Saturday, we really only had one shot at this thing. And the music's going and the crowd is having a good time. We were at the Hortonville gym with five other karate schools. The brown stripe belts went out and did their demo. The other kids went out and did their demo. And then the adults came out and we did our punching and we did our self-defense and we did our jiu-jitsu, and then we walked up to the front of the gym where there were six sets of concrete bricks laid out. These are 2-inch bricks. I think they're 8 inches by 12 inches or something. Pretty standard stuff. We all slammed them at the same time and they all broke. So if you haven't seen the video, go check out Facebook or YouTube. Just look for my name. Look for Tomasi. You'll find it. It's a pretty cool video, if I do say so myself. I've watched it about a dozen times, and I still get nervous at the end of each one, thinking, gee, what if they don't break? But they always seem to do, just like they did on Saturday. So very happy about that. Last night, I got to go to karate in my new red uniform with the new black belt, and as did Kent Mikely, my co-worker and classmate from that graduating class. So now it's on to second degree. Lots of other things to think about. Last week, I upgraded our local HDI chapter website to WordPress, and which fits in nicely. Got some good experience that will fit into the book. I think I told you that Craig Stepp and I are writing Teach Yourself WordPress in 10 Minutes. So that deadline is now looming. We owe 50% of the content by next Friday. And I have all next week off to write, and more write. And I'm looking at taking maybe a couple more days off and just fill in that Thanksgiving week and finish up the second half. not too worried. We owe like 4 chapters each, and I've got about 2.5 done. So getting a chapter and a half done next week should not be a problem. I sent one of them in, which got some revisions marked up on it, mostly style guide stuff. But I was expecting technical edits on the thing too, and I haven't seen those yet. So I'm not sure what we're going to do there. Just going to proceed as usual. This is actually easier to write than the Dummies book because I don't have to think in more of a conversational mode. That one was actually a harder style to write than the Sam's Teach Yourself 10 Minutes books, because it's more in tune of what I do at work on a regular basis, writing work instructions and just getting in, being concise, teach people how to do things, a few screen pictures and get out. So now I've got to focus on the book. Really sorry that I cannot participate more, or as in at all, in the Friends in Tech Christmas special. I have not even read the script. I'm not going to be able to participate in recording anything. I owe Paul Herring a couple more recordings for his book that we've been working on for about a year. He's doing an audio drama called Cybrosis, which is expected out in just a few months. His Facebook or his Twitter page said he was doing production on Chapter 5. So he wants to have all of those ready to go, released on a weekly basis, like a lot of other podcast novelists do. And I play a part called Tech Guy, which is, I think it's T-E-C-G-U-I. I've got most of the chapters read for him. I appear in, I think there's 20, 21 chapters, and I make an appearance of some degree or other in, I think, a little over half of them. So the thing I like about what he's done with that is when he gives me the script, he gives me comments in the margin as well. So I can, again, kind of director's notes. Tells me what sort of frame of mind I'm supposed to be in. I don't have to read the whole story, and in some cases I can't because it doesn't give me the chapters where I'm not in them. And looking forward to hearing that. Excuse me, still shaking off a bit of this rattly throat thing. Busy day today. A couple of things coming up tonight. I've got a local manager's meeting. I'm the founder of the Fox City's Managers Group, where we get together and talk about manager stuff. And tonight, Paul Vidmar from Dale Carnegie is coming in and talking about communications. He did a presentation for our group, my team at work, a few months ago. And it's kind of a great introductory. He wants to kind of hook some students for his next class. I am not able to do that. I'd love to take his class, but it's not in the budget right now. And thought he might be interested in coming and talking to a few more people and maybe get some prospects that way as well. And it's a good presentation. So good for him, good for me. Looks like a win-win there. And then I have to duck out of that a little early because Julie's got a choir concert tonight. She's not in one of the main choirs like she was in previous years. She's kind of laid back, but she does have a choir class and has a concert tonight. So I've got to get out of the manager meeting by 7. Normally runs 6 to 8, but all I've got to do is kick it off and assign somebody to straighten up chairs at the end. So looking forward to that. It's going to be a busy night. Like I said, those are the kinds of things that are preventing me from working on the Friends in Tech thing. And I really wish I could do that because it's been so much fun in the past. But it'll be interesting this year to just listen to it from a listener's perspective. They've always done great work. Victor and George have done great editing. Craig has done great writing. This year is, I want to say it's called a Geek Christmas Carol. Or Greek, no, oh, no, that was the first one. A Geek Christmas Story. It's based on a Christmas Story, the movie with the kid who gets the gun and you'll shoot your eye out and that whole thing. So I don't know much more about it than that. So now you know as much as I do, and I'm really sorry that I can't be part of that. Wish I could. But if I took on one more thing, something's going to fall off. I'll miss the commitment that I made with Paul to get Cybrosis recorded, or the book won't meet a deadline. I'd really feel bad about that, because that actually has money behind it, and you don't want to miss something like that. It's a little bit different situation. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but the Teach Yourself WordPress in 10 Minutes is a work for hire, which means Craig and I get a flat fee, and that's it. There's never any more money. It doesn't matter if we sell 3 copies or 3 million. I suspect that the actual number will be somewhere in between there, closer to the 3. So, good news is, from my book agent, is that if you do get on one of these, you can usually secure work for more in the future. So that'll be interesting. Got this lead from my agent, but I also talked to T. Morris, who just finished up writing Teach Yourself Twitter in 10 Minutes on the heels of his All a Twitter book. Congratulations, T, for both of those. And I had never read a Sam's 10-minute book, so I went out and bought one just to brush up on the styles and things. And very much enjoying this. I have to... Oh, drat, there's kind of construction barrels in the most nuisance of places. I got to stop taking this exit and take the next one. Just annoying, because the things go down to one lane and there's piles of gravel in the road. There, got out of that. So, like I said, lots of things. Holidays are coming. And I wish everybody the happiest of holidays. Safe. If you're traveling, be safe. Travel safe. Stay healthy. I know that it's been a terrible flu season. I hope that all of that is now getting behind us. There's an ambulance at Burger King. Hope nobody's seriously injured. They got the parking lot blocked off. Hope nothing happened. Seriously. So that's going to do it for me. Until next time, binary high five. You can find me at chuckchat.com, where you can find a whole bunch of other podcasts and all that good stuff. 101.